Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiten. Guys that love the game of golf, talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on, because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. She likes to enjoy your beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patent hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
What exactly are we talking about?
Politics.
Sports.
Education.
We'll tell you any you want to hear.
We talk, you listen.
Biggs Golf Talk.
Well, here you all are, waiting to hear my broadcast. How very nice of you.
Biggs Golf Talk.
America is talking.
Talking and talking and yakety yak.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's all about talk.
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Do you know who this is?
Biggs Golf Talk.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
That's the fact, Jack!
Now we'll talk.
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, believe it, they're bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, Foul Leader, they are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker, preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. That is McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Oh, some stuff is coming new for the holidays. UFO Tour Golf, design something special. Get your complimentary design at ufotourgolf.com. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Ready Putt. Clean it and sink it. Rucket Sports. Improve your game today with Rucket Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our guest line is sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Visit loftgolf.net. Our telephone number is 262-297-3111. 262-297-3111. Connect with Biggs Golf Talk on the social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Golf Ball. You can also follow me and Biggs Golf Talk on Instagram and become a friend on the Golf Match app. You can also subscribe to Biggs Golf Talk on iTunes, and we are available in the Google Play Music Store for free. Good morning, everybody. I'm Big John Vick, Dennis the Menace Whiten co-host. Executive producer is Boxer Shorts, and on the other side of the line here is our other co-host, Bill the Golf Father Quavis. Our website, www.biggsgolftalk.com, BiggsGolfTalk.com, and Billy, what a week it has been, my friend. Although the cool weather has moved into the Midwest and down there in Florida where you're at, the weather still is gorgeous to get out and play. I did get two rounds of golf in over the last weekend. I played on Friday, and then I played again nine holes on Monday. And boy, oh boy, I was very, very happy with my game. Hit my tee shot straight, my friend. And, you know, maybe I need to take a month and a half off more often.
I doubt you even want to think about really doing that. But I'm glad your game improved. But, you know, anytime you hit the ball, it's an improvement, isn't it?
Oh, anytime you hit the ball well, it's an improvement.
Yes, for you, I agree 100%. And it doesn't matter if it hits off a tree. As long as you get a member's bounce, you're okay. Just remember that.
The 2017 season has kicked off for the PGA Tour. We're kind of in a limbo, though, still yet, because nothing major happening on a tour and some stuff is, you know, going about. And we do have a couple of news articles, but not many because there's not a whole lot going on. So let's get right to it with our golf news. And our golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. GolfKnickers.com, you got to check them out at GolfKnickers.com because they have stuff happening. I mean, you could get golf knickers and outfits for your favorite sports team and the colors of them and every other thing you could think of. They have a clearance section. Real men can wear pink for breast cancer awareness. Well, GolfKnickers.com has those pink knickers for you as well. They are the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in their full line of men's plus fours, or golf knickers as we know it. And to complement those knickers, their company has a full line of matching socks, caps, and shirts, allowing them to deliver the complete outfit to their customer. Their customers include corporations, golf courses, school golf teams, tournaments, and avid golfers like myself, Billy, and other golfers around the world. They are committed to growing the game of golf by encouraging players to wear the game the way it was meant to be played. That is in golf knickers. And pretty soon, Billy will have a golf review of the golf knickers on golfbald.com. We're getting Billy an outfit, and I just can't wait to see those pictures of Bill the Golffather Cuevas in knickers.
Me either. I'm gonna be a throwback. It's gonna be a throwback without being a throwback. So it's pretty cool because you know I see a lot of people that we you know that we have in common out on social media. They always stress. They do the hickory golf and everything else like that.
Yeah,
and I love it. I love it. I really do. I love the outfits. I love when they're playing with the hickory sticks out there. You know, Billy Bogey. You got Matthew Lawrence, Mitch Lawrence. They're always doing that. And always posting their pictures, and to me it looks nostalgic. It's so cool. You know, so I'm excited to do the review.
Now, our first news story on the docket, Billy, you just got the story as well. The PGA Tour's new schedule rule, making pros play, and they have a plan for this. The new rule requires players who didn't have at least 25 starts in the previous season to add an event to their schedule that they have not played in the last 4 years. Those who fail to meet the new requirement could be subject to a major penalty, which under the tour's regulations would be a fine in excess of $20,000 or a possible suspension. Now, after decades of debate over strength of field concerns and the rights of independent contractors, the new rule is something of a compromise. Although various regulations have been proposed over the years to improve tee sheets at certain tournaments, there was always a degree of opposition from players. There was also a concern from tournament organizers that didn't want their event to be labeled as inferior. The new regulation proved to be an acceptable compromise for both players. Players with some foresight and planning can add events that don't disrupt their normal schedules and tournaments. So, Billy, it sounds like the tour is really trying to help out these tournaments by getting people and these major players to these tournaments so they can actually, you know, generate some revenue and the fans, most of all, can enjoy the tournaments.
Yeah, and I can see the point. I don't know, like, you know, a couple of the other people they were talking about, Jason Day and Rory McIlroy, they didn't meet that requirement. They were part of almost 50 players that didn't do their 25 or more events last year. So you look at players like that, what's $20,000 to Jason Day? What's $20,000 to Rory? You know what I mean? So I can see compromise in the thing, but you know what? I don't know if that's going to work with those guys. I think a fine should be based on what they made for the year, maybe a percentage. So this way it really hurt, you know what I mean? Because there's no initiative for these big guys that are playing and winning, you know, $10 million. What's $20,000 to them? They sneeze on that.
Well, what about, you know what I mean? What about the suspension aspect of it? But do we see the PGA Tour suspending a Jason Day or Rory McIlroy?
Exactly. That's exactly my point. Who are you in turn hurting? Are you hurting the guy that can't make it to the event? Because you know there's guys on tour that they haven't won. They don't have the luxuries of all these sponsors and thousands of dollars being thrown at them. So it's more difficult for them to you know, a fine like that would cripple them and give them more initiative to perform better and make these 25 events, as opposed to the guy that's making $1 million for wearing a hat and some shoes. So, you know, I don't know how it's going to work, but it's going to be interesting because Jason Day, they're saying that he has, you know, 16 events that he needs to do. He only played in 20, so he has to play in 5 more. Rory only played in 22, so he had 3 more. So it's going to be interesting to see how it does. And these guys don't only play here. They play overseas. They right. play in the European tour and everything else. So there's going to be conflict. I'm going to see how it plays out. You know what I mean? I'm going to reserve judgment.
And by the way, I think this is a good stat here. Of the 125 mm-hmm. players that advanced to last season's playoffs, 78 of those 125 played 25 or more events and aren't subject to the new rule. And here's another yep. noteworthy thing. Major championships, World Golf Championships, playoff events, and the President's Cups and Ryder Cups do not count toward the new regulation.
Yep, and I like that. You know, I like that aspect of it. It's just, if you look at those, if we actually had the whole entire list of those 78 people that actually did it, how many of them are in need of the extra money?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's my point. Yeah, you know, who are we going to hurt by doing this? I like the idea that they have these big stars have to pick from places that they haven't played, because now they're going to be, it's going to be a new event for them. The people that live in those states haven't gotten to see them play, so it's going to bring them out more. It's going to bring out new people that, you know, really want to see them on tour. That aspect I like. The punishment, I'm not sure if that's really going to work for everybody.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that plays out, that's for sure.
Yep.
Arnold Palmer, still in the news. The Central Florida Expressway Authority Board has voted to rename part of the State Road 408 in Arnold Palmer's memory. The Arnold Palmer Expressway in Central Florida could become a reality in March. According to the Orlando Sentinel, the Central Florida Expressway Authority Board has voted to rename part of the State Road 408 in memory of Palmer, the much-beloved golfer and part-time Orlando resident who died last month at the age of 87. Florida Governor Rick Scott and the state legislature still need to approve the move. The Florida legislature opens its regular session on March 7, 2017. And, Billy, I don't see this a problem.
No, I don't think it's a problem at all. I think it's a wonderful thing, especially where they're putting it at. So I'm happy. I'm pretty sure it's just, you know, it's just politics, like everything else. I think it's going to fly through. It's not going to be an issue. It's just going to keep going really quick. Full speed ahead. What's great about golf is, we saw Arnold playing until last year. Was it that he, you know, he hit the final ball, you know, to start a tournament and stuff like that. We saw him play with Chichi Rodriguez and everybody else that he normally played with well into his age in the 80s. You know what I mean? So you can still play golf, still enjoy golf. It doesn't matter how old you go, because we got it for young kids, intermediate. You can play terrible like us. You can be a star. You could be everybody, every age. Can play this game for as long as you want and as long as you love it. And he loved it, and he gave so much to us. And you know, he's one of the main reasons I love it as well. So I think it's great that, you know, regardless of how old you are, you can love this game, be part of this game, and still contribute to this game.
Absolutely. Awesome. I agree. All right, Billy, that does it for our golf news. And our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. Head over to GolfKnickers.com, enter promo code BIGG to get 10% off your knickers. And I'm told by GolfKnickers that we have renewed for a whole year of 2017. GolfKnickers.com will have that code for one more year in 2017 season to get 10% off your knickers today. Let me tell you something. They got some great sales going on right now. So head over to GolfKnickers.com. Enter promo code BIGG to get 10% off your knickers today. And, you know, many designs to choose from.
Congratulations.
Including, by the way, sports team outfits in knickers. So represent your team in colors while you're playing golf in knickers, as I will be in the Green Bay colors, and who knows what else I come up with. But Oh, yeah. Billy, I just can't wait to see you in knickers, my friend.
I can't wait either. I just want to throw something out there because I know we talk about them a few times. I was actually lucky enough to meet them in a little interaction when I was at the PGA show last year.
Yep.
They have, for adults, women, kids, I think the whole family had knickers on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I think is awesome. So if you want, you know, your kids, you're going on a golf course on a special day with your daughter, your son, whatever, they had sizes for them as well.
Yes.
So I know we don't talk much about that, but I saw them, you know, full decked out, kids, right. Mom, dad. I saw everybody, and I loved it. I like that the whole entire family could dress up in these knickers and look really, really cool together.
I agree. All right, on today's show, we have Scott Kennedy is going to be joining us from Umpatire to talk about a charity event that they're going to be participating for Umps Care, golfing 100 holes to help kids. We're going to talk to Scott Kennedy about what that is all about coming up next here on Big's Golf Talk, and also your Golf Life Report, and then Billy and I will be back to tee it up on 16, 17, and 18 with Big's Product of the Week. All that here on Big's Golf Talk. We'll be right back with Scott Kennedy right after this.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? Ready Putt. It's the putter cover reinvented. Ready Putt has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid mallet, or large mallet. Ready Putt Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with Ready Putt.
For more information about Ready Putt, visit readyputt.com. That is readyputt.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Thoughts is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Thoughts can personalize it for you. Golf Thoughts conforms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Thoughts is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis, so to order your Golf Thoughts, visit www.golfthoughts.com. Golf Thoughts is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Thoughts is www.golfthoughts.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's BIGGJON15, you get a discount for your Golf Thoughts. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Thoughts.
Hey, let me tell you about Ruckett Sports. Ruckett Sports has a design philosophy that emphasizes constant innovation. All products are designed with input from college-level athletes, coaches, customer feedback, and ideas are critical as they work to improve the functionality and durability of their designs. Ruckett provides quality practice nets for any golfer looking to improve their game. Hey, listen, I've been using Ruckett nets for years. It has helped me improve my game, and it can help you too. Ruckett Sports stands behind everything they build, and if you are not completely satisfied with your purchase, they will replace or refund your purchase and ensure that you are happy with your decision to buy from Ruckett. From baseball, lacrosse, soccer, and golf, it doesn't matter. Ruckett Sports is the only way to improve your game. Visit Ruckett.com to improve your game. That is Ruckett Golf.com.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. Big John Vick along with you back here and teeing it up here on 6, 7, 8, and 9 before we head in to the turn. Your Golf Life Report coming up after our next break. But first, you know, most of you know that I have a second life, and my second life is officiating. I umpire baseball, I officiate and referee basketball, and getting into football next year. I never thought I'd say that, but people are like twisting that wing on my arm and saying, hey, you got to try and get into football. We need some good football referees, and they feel I could do the job, and so I'm going to give it a go next year. Where do officials turn to when they need gear? You know, when I first got into baseball umpiring many, many years ago, and then got into broadcasting and back into officiating, back then it was one place I always turned to. It was a local place in Illinois called PAS, Parsons Official Supply House. And when I got back into it, it's like, wow, where do I turn? Because to me, and as you guys know out there, customer service is number one priority for me. And I wanted to make sure that I was giving my business to the best out there. And one of those companies out there that I turn to get my gear is really the only company to turn to because they have such a great customer service department. You have seen me talk about them on Facebook, on social media. It's umpattire.com. And when I talk about umpattire.com, I talk about them giving back. They have everything for the official, for baseball, basketball, football, lacrosse, volleyball, and wrestling. You got to visit their website at www.ump-attire.com. They are giving back to Umps Care Charities. Now, what is Umps Care Charities? Their vision was founded through the compassion of Major League Baseball umpires. Umps Care provides financial, in-kind, and emotional support for America's youth and families in need. And coming in November, they got a golf event that's going to be taking place. Golfing 100 holes for charity. And my good friend, and I tell you what, this guy, he's a superstar. He's a movie star. He's a social phenom. You thought the Golf Father was a big, big star. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Scott Kennedy! Wait for it. Kennedy! Scott Kennedy, welcome to Biggs Golf Talk, my friend.
Oh my gosh, that was an outstanding introduction. I was looking around trying to see who you were bringing in. I thought you were interviewing somebody else, but that's an outstanding introduction and a good intro, positive feedback about umpattire.com and Umps Care Charity. So thank you so much for having me on your show. I look forward to talking to you today.
Actually, you and I were introduced via the social media, and isn't it amazing on what social media can be like when it's done and used for positive reasons? Because as we know, social media could be dangerous or it could be positive. You were actually started doing videos, live videos, since Facebook has this new feature with the live video, but you were doing live videos for umpattire.com and doing giveaways every single day during that whole month of September to say thank you to the customers. So those are the type of things that you guys would do to say thank you to the customers. Every single day you were giving gift certificates away, not just one, but two a day to people that ordered online or those that made a comment. And so those are the things that Ump Attire really represents. You guys are there for us.
I couldn't agree with you more on that statement because we are trying, we want to show how much, I mean, we appreciate the officials. I mean, I put on my shoes the same way you do. And I'm going out there. You've got the plate. I've got the plate. We're doing the same job. And we want to pat our officials on the back. And we want to be that resource to give back to our officials, and that Facebook Live was kind of like when I came in, it was, you know, everybody's kind of doing the same thing. Your website's the best, Jim. Everything that you're doing is the best. we talked about it. It was like, well, you know what? Scott Kennedy's in here, and a lot of people know him from the Division I level. I umpire in the SEC and the ACC. Every weekend, it's almost like a fist fight weekend. It's Florida State versus Miami, LSU versus Vandy, Georgia Tech versus NC State. It's called World Series teams weeks in and weeks out, which I appreciate. I love the competition. I'm as competitive as everybody else. And I said, I want to be the cutting edge in your marketing as far as let's interact. Let's interact more. You interact now. Let's do it more. Let's get feedback. And Jim has been a tremendous resource on advocating for this is what's worked in the past. This is some things. This is some ideas that I've had. And I said, oh, that's great. I've never thought about that. And we're bouncing these ideas off each other. And the Facebook Live came. We were just going to do it for one day. We were going to do one video just to see how it went. And that first day got like 4,000 views in one day. Right. So we're texting at 9:30 at night going, we need to do this every day. These guys love it. And if you guys love it, the officials love it, we want to keep doing it. We have the resources to do it. We have product in our warehouse where you're going to order when you come to our website at upattire.com. You can order. No, we're going to have it in. We're going to have it in stock. We're going to have everything that you want, and you know when you're going to get it. There's expected delivery dates on there. You have shipping options that nobody else has. It's a Dropbox. It's all accessible from the smartphone. You can order within 2 minutes and be checked out, and you've got Saturday options and next day options. You'll never get a phone call from us saying you placed an order and then tomorrow somebody calling you back saying, hey, we had 8 out of the 15 items you needed for your football season.
Right.
So now I'm going to be discouraged. But giving back, the thing I like about umpattire.com is not only about this Ump's Care charity that we'll talk about here in a few minutes, but we're also partners with, we give back to the American Cancer Society for our Breast Cancer Awareness Month for PINK in the month of October. We have 20 items that everybody else has 4 or 5. We have 20 that everything that's PINK that's bought, we give $1 back for every item that's sold. And we're partners with the Wounded Warriors Foundation for the veterans that have been injured in combat. We helped donate with Wilson, donate chest protectors and shin guards for the last 4 years to them. Ump's Care Charities, he's been affiliated with them since 7 or 8 years ago with Ump's Care Charities, and we're a proud sponsor of, like I said earlier, the Minor League Baseball Umpire Academy and the Minor League Umpires in their championship season. NASO, we also are a partner with NASO as an educational partner. Those are the things that we give back. Prostate Cancer Foundation, for the month of September, we do a big promotion for blue.
Yep.
And anything that sold blue, wristbands, whistles, lanyards, we donate $1 from every one of those proceeds too. So we're the only vendor, we're the only person in the industry at umpattire.com that's giving back to the causes that we support and that we promote. We're not just promoting the sale and just saying, buy PINK because everybody else is and we're going to reap all the benefits. I think right now our goal for breast cancer awareness was $4,000. We raised $3,000 last year, and we're over $3,000 now. So we're going to hit $4,000, no question about it. Customer service is number one, and customer service is why you all keep coming back. And our accuracy shipping orders is 99%. So out of 100 packages, 99 are going to be shipped accurately, and that one package that might have been missed shipped was because it might have been a data entry error on the customer that entered the address wrong, or we might have thrown in 2 lanyards instead of 1. You won't get a package from umpattire.com where you ordered plate shoes and then you wind up with a women's pair of flat front basketball pants.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen at umpattire.com, and we appreciate you as an official and recognizing these are things that you keep coming back for. You keep coming back for more. So this social media buzz with me on the videos has just been an added perk, I believe. And I love doing it. I love interacting with you guys. I love talking to you guys. I love meeting you guys, answering your questions about what product would I use and what do I think about this product and could you send me this picture? I don't mind. I'm here anyway, so why not? And I think that provides a good overall experience for you guys.
You know, people are saying, Big John, you're talking baseball, you're talking officials, you're talking refereeing, But what about, this is a golf show. Where's the golf coming in at? Talk about that right now. On November 13th, MLB and MILB, which is Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball umpires, along with friends of Ump's Care Charities, will trade their baseballs and bats for a set of irons and putters. They're stepping up to the plate to say the small army of dedicated fundraisers have committed to the challenge of playing a 100-hole golf marathon while raising thousands of dollars to support Ump's Care Charities and the children's programs that they provide. Scott, talk about that because you're actually a participant in this 100 golf marathon.
I get goosebumps when you read that, and I get goosebumps because I was so excited that they have offered, they called to extend an invitation with so much that we've done for Ump's Care Charities and promoting all the good that the umpires do, the Major League Baseball and the minor league umpires, they actually do. You know, they actually, Ump's do care. And I got goosebumps when we got invited, and Jim was like, I'm not a golfer. And he goes, you golf? And I was like, I would love to go. I went as a guest probably 6 or 7 years ago. I went as a guest of Jim Kirk, and we got to play with Sam Holbrook in the Golf Classic, which will come up in 2017, which is just is their regular get-together, and they have a board meeting, which Jim Kirk is on the board of directors for Ump's Care. But I was so ecstatic to be in this because I've seen the impact that Ump's Care Charities has provided through texts and pictures with the Major League Baseball umpires that I'm still great friends with today. And they know what we're doing as a proud sponsor with Ump's Care Charity. So I'm able to share that on our Twitter feed and Instagram, which is at umpattire.com, and also on our Facebook feed. I'll get a text saying, hey, we're getting ready to post something on Ump's Care Charity's page. If you know, just wanted to let you know. And we always share that. Seeing these sick children, and I'll tell you, just I'll rewind the tape a little bit, John, on my kids. My kid showed up 2 months premature, and I'm on the other side of the country worried about if I'm going to make it to the big leagues. And I get a phone call from my wife telling me she's getting ready to go into labor, and the girls are going to be here at 6 o'clock in the morning. I know I'm not going to be there, but the other thing is I know there's twin girls, and my wife is about 5'1". So I know this isn't going to be ordinary. So, you know, I'm hearing all this through a cell phone. And it's an emergency C-section. I worked for Branch Rickey in the Pacific Coast League. And at that time, under our union contract for a birth, buying a new house, something family related, maybe the death of a immediate family member, we got 3 days off in our union contract, 3 days off that were paid. Anything on day four and longer, you were on your own. You didn't get paid. When the girls were born, they stayed in the intensive care unit for another month. And I wasn't leaving. I didn't care what the union contract says. I can't come back. I mean, I need to take a leave. They were born on July the 22nd. I stayed home for 4 more weeks. Branch Rickey from the Pacific Coast League did not let me miss one penny. And everything that I know from the big league texts, emails and phone calls that I got from these same umpires that are affiliated with Ump's Care Charity, they weren't worried about my baseball career. They weren't worried about my umpire career. They were worried about my wife, my family, my little girls that were, you know, tubes through the nose, tubes down the throat, needles sticking in there. I was getting so emotional when I got to hold them that my body heat would let me only hold the girls for probably 30 to 45 seconds because I knew this was going to be a brief moment and the sensors would set them off and everybody else could hold them for a long time except for me. So I couldn't hold them very long, but for that whole month, these same guys that are affiliated with Ump's Care Charities, I will be forever grateful for the love and the care and the support that they showed me and for the pictures that I see with these children. You know, it's Big Brothers and Big Sisters program. My father was a big brother in a program, local program here. And I remember the impact that he had on this little boy that was part of our family. And it was just for Friday and Saturday nights. And then, you know, my dad would take him back on Sunday to his mom. And to see the thrill of these kids that are having this privilege of getting tickets to a big league baseball game would have never been possible had Ups Care Charities not jumped in there. But it's you know, through these programs, these professional umpires, they enrich the lives of at-risk youth and children that are coping with a serious illness by providing memorable baseball experiences. And the workshops that they do in the children's hospitals are through Build-A-Bear.
Yep.
And if you're not familiar with Build-A-Bear, they're all over at my house, and it was an incentive. My kids are 12 now, and it went from Build-A-Bear to American Girl Doll. But I know the Build-A-Bears have a huge impact because these umpires are building. They're taking time out of their day to build these bears with these children and spend time with these parents to let them know that there is support. So this charity that we're doing, that we're helping fundraise money for, I couldn't be more proud than on November the 13th to go out there and play 100 holes of golf and just tear up the landscape and see how much damage I can really do. If it was per stroke, I'd be the leading fundraiser. I'd get $1 million if it was per stroke.
Yep,
but
yep.
We are asking all our friends to go to umpscare.com, and then under the events page, there is a golf 2016 golf marathon tab, and it'll take you to that page, and it'll say donate to our golfers. And you can scroll there, and my home page is on there, and it's a tax deductible form that will send you a receipt over the email. You can donate anything from, I'm honored to have $5. You know, my mom and dad jump in there, they donate $100. Jim Kirk's, you know, he's put a bug in my ear saying, hey, we're, you know, he goes, you know, we're going to donate, right? And I said, hey, if we can, you know, that'd be outstanding. I'm extremely humbled and honored that you sent an email asking if I could come on your golf show and talk about this. So I thank you 1 million times to let umpatire.com and myself be a part of your golf show to help promote this and see if we can get golfers out there to, instead of taking a mulligan, maybe donating $5 to our homepage to help us get these programs going and keep them going for Ump's Care Charities.
Scott, we are all out of time here, but I just want to give out some additional info to everybody out there. Your goal, personal goal, is $2,500. And as a matter of fact, Scott, Boxer, you're listening right now, you, my producer, is going to place a link on our homepage at BigsGolfTalk.com to lead right to Scott Kennedy's donation page and all the information about Ump's Care. And we want everybody. I want all my golf family. I want my golf friends that's listening right now, step up to the plate and hit a home run and support in this fundraising efforts. Proceeds from the event fund the following youth and family care initiatives with Ump's Care. Blue for Kids, a program that brings Build-A-Bear workshop experiences to children coping with cancer and other serious illness. Blue Crew Tickets, a program that provides memorable baseball experiences for children awaiting adoption and at-risk youth and mentoring programs. All-Star Scholarship, an initiative that offers financial support towards college education for children adopted from the foster care system. Your donation is tax deductible. Again, head over to umpscare.com. Their mission, helping people, is an easy call. Through their youth-based programs, professional umpires enrich the lives of at-risk youth and children coping with serious illness by providing memorable baseball experiences. So please, help me help Ump's Care by heading over to umpscare.com or head over to Biggs Golf Talk. You guys have that website memorized. Head over to BiggsGolfTalk.com, B-I-G-G-S, GolfTalk.com. We'll have a link on the homepage near the top of the page for you to click on. It'll take you right to the information needed and to make a donation. And also, head over to UmpAttire.com. If you know somebody looking to get into officiating, you know some officials looking to get quality gear with great customer service, www.umpattire.com is the website. I have them on my Facebook page as well, so be sure to support that as well. Scott Kennedy, thank you so much for joining me here on Biggs Golf Talk, my friend. Let's head to the halfway house and have a drink, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it, John. Appreciate you very much.
More of Biggs Golf Talk coming your way. Coming up next, when we make the turn, will be your Golf Life Report. We'll be right back right after this.
Early to rise, went through the pregame routine. Hit drives for more than just show. Yelled 4-1 for balls unseen and approached with a long way to go. Time to make the turn. First half is done. Time to make the turn. More fun to come.
The Spider Divot Tools revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket, the Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider Tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGGGolfTalk to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net, instagolf.net. A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patent hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
Golf Talk for golfers on Biggs Golf Talk. Back to Big John and Dennis the Menace.
It's time for your Golf Life Report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life Report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper. Pop-up sporting nets have been around for a few years now. You use them to practice your particular sport, whether it is golf, baseball, softball, lacrosse, or even soccer. The problem with these pop-up sports nets are they are too complicated, too flimsy, or don't have the structural system to last for a long time. Crocbox, or crocboxes.com, have developed a very unique and convenient device that is simple to use, strong enough to withstand many high-speed impacts, and can be stored underground to keep it safe from the elements. Let's hear from Golf Life host Mike Billingsley on what he thought about the Crocbox.
Hey, a product review for you from Golf Life. Sometimes the simplest solutions oftentimes are the best. We've come up with one. It's called Crocbox, C-R-O-C-B-O-X, crocboxes.com. Let me tell you, this is pretty cool. So basically, you'll see through the footage that what Colton and I are doing are we are installing a box in the ground.
This thing weighs about maybe 75 to 100 pounds. It's pretty heavy. And you open it up, and inside are two heavy-duty standards that are on a great gearing system that open up and open up a net that you can utilize. Now, folks, if your kids are playing soccer, lacrosse, baseball, softball, or of course our favorite sport, golf, this is for you. You could set it up anywhere in your yard and put it in the ground. It has a locking mechanism that allows it to be locked and secure. You could cover it up with mulch, for that matter, to protect it in the winter, and then just open it up in the summertime when you're out here and put it up for the kids. They can come out here and practice their sports, or you know, you as a golfer can come out here and get a little warm up right before you go out to play that round. It really takes a golf ball really well. Look at how it just springs back, drops the ball right at the base. I love it. It's a brilliant idea. I got to tell you, rec departments across the United States should be putting these outside of baseball dugouts for softball and baseball players, because let me tell you, we show up, we got to drag all this equipment. If these things were there, we would love it. They're awesome. And what a great idea. Crocboxes.com is where you get this thing. CrocBoxes.com. Check it out.
If you want to see what the Croc Box looks like and how we installed it, head over to GolfLife.com and check out our video review. Are you interested in learning more about the latest golf products? Head over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/GolfLife. See hundreds of golf videos with top teachers that give you great golf tips to help your game, and tons of videos showing you the latest golf products released this past year. As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and travel features, and PGA player profiles, check out GolfLife.com or follow us on Facebook.com/GolfLife or on Twitter @GolfLife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report, brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports station, so check your local listings on your cable networks for availability, or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this. Loft Golf is a different kind of golf apparel brand, catering to the average golfer just like us. Loft Golf apparel is created with quality at affordable prices with a fun logo. Lofters like to have fun and look good when on the golf course. Nothing is more embarrassing than lingering sweat marks on your shirt and residue odors after washing it. With Loft Golf shirts featuring Loft Tech, you will be wearing technology advanced material. With many designs to choose from, Loft Golf apparel is backed with a 100% lifetime warranty against manufacturing defects. Be sure to check out and ask about their Loft Golf Tournament program for your next golf event. Loft Golf has nothing to do with your score, but everything to do with your fun attitude. Visit loftgolf.net. That's loftgolf.net. Loft Golf, quality golf apparel for the rest of us.
Golf Talk for golfers on Biggs Golf Talk. Back to Big John and Dennis the Menace.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. Big John Vick and Bill the Golf Father Cuevas with you here on Biggs Golf Talk as we tee it up here on 16, 17, 18. And before we get to our Biggs product of the week, Billy, you have something you want to share with the listeners out there.
Yeah, it was. I had met with one of these doctors over at the Strav Center, and she actually made a connection. Because she works over at USF, she made a connection with a girl that's doing PR for Embracing Florida's Wounded Heroes. It's called the organization, this charity, and it's the TAMCO Foundation. And she reached out to me out of the blue, and she has a boyfriend that's in the service, deployed and everything. And they have a new tournament that's coming up. It's called Up to Par with Our Wounded Veterans. So the wounded veterans are actually going to be part of the tournament, and it's coming up on November 7th, 2016 at a Villa Golf and Country Club. And that course is absolutely beautiful. So if they need any more information, any listeners out here, and they actually have people flying in from other states to actually be, participate in it, if they can go to golfball.com, there's a whole thing about the TAMCO Foundation, where the tournament's being held out, registration, donations, anything that they can do to help our wounded, especially, we love the Folds of Honor and everything. This is just happens to be a local organization, and there's all the money staying in Florida and helping the wounded that are here. So I just jumped in on that this past week.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds like a great organization. It sounds like a great event as well. So we hope that everybody supports that. And if you want to be a part of it or even just donate something, like Billy said, we'd love to have you a part of that as well. All right, Billy, it's time for Biggs Product of the Week.
This is Biggs Product of the Week. Each week, Big John and the Golf Father select a golf product to feature. Here is Big John Vick and Bill, the Golf Father Cuevas, with this week's Product of the Week.
Billy, this week my Product of the Week is Game Golf. Starting nearly 6 years ago, Game Golf was only an idea, a concept. Through years of raising capital and funding, and R&D research, the idea finally became a reality in January of 2014. And from the beginning, you and I have been a part of it. Game Golf from Active Mind Technology launched into the golf business, inspiring golfers and the industry's most influential organizations to create a new growth category for golf. How does it work? Well, Game Golf, play, see, share, compare, challenge, compete, and improve. That is how Game Golf operates. And I'll tell you what, Billy, I love the challenge. I love the social media of it. And listen to these names that are part of Game Golf's team. Graham McDowell, Lee Westwood, Jim Furyk, Chasen Hadley, Sophie Walker, and many others is a part of Game Golf. And I'll tell you what, Billy, it has helped me win two team championships and two second place finish in club championships as an individual. And I'll tell you what, it can help you too, because the numbers of it and what you're doing on that golf course before you head out there, what you have done in the past, it is just an incredible, incredible tool to be in your bag. Game Golf is my product of the week.
I don't blame you. I think it's a great product. I met him a couple years ago, and I got to meet Graham McDowell as part of it. That was the first time I ever actually saw the unit before it actually became public. And it's funny because a guy they just posted on social media congratulating a guy that has logged in over 300 rounds on his Game Golf.
Wow.
And now, mind you, they have a new version. They have the Game Golf Live.
Yep.
He still has the original version,
which is the classic
that he's
now
playing with.
Right.
Yeah, the classic.
Which,
you know,
is sold,
I mean,
out, by the way. Yeah.
Yes. And the thing is, it's still working.
Right.
You know, it's been several years. So people that, oh, you know, it's just going to work a little bit. It's not going to work. 300 rounds over the last several years, and it's still working. And the gentleman, he's talking about buying a new one, but he doesn't need the new one because he has his original. But now they don't, you know, I would go with the Live, of course, but it doesn't matter. These things last. They're good. They're great for scoring. They're great if I want to play you while you're in Chicago. I'm here in Florida. I used it in the beginning to register my new clubs, see how the distance was, what I was hitting my 7-iron. You don't have to log in every round, but you can track your round, and then you can go home. You can sit down, look at it, see it on your computer. Oh, I hit my 7-iron. It gives you averages of each of your clubs. You can write those things down, put them in your bag, and next time you go out to golf, okay, hit my 7-iron, 150, okay, here, let me pull out this one, let me pull out that one. I love it. I'm a big fan of this for a long time.
Now, they do have a free app that allows game tracking, GPS-enabled rangefinder, Game Golf platform access, real-time on-course stats, course management, and in-round editing. Now, that's for the free app. But with all those I just mentioned, the Live version, automatic NFC shot tracking approved under the rules of golf, automatic shot detection, hands-free device, real-time or post-round syncing, and a smart GPS in the Live version, Billy. And that's the version that I have, and I believe you have that version as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started with the original version, and now I have the Live version. So, yeah, I mean, they both work great. So, you know, the people that have the original, like I tell you, they're still playing it. And if they're waiting for it to malfunction or something, it doesn't look like it's ever going to happen. So, but they're enjoying it. And the thing is, we can still, it doesn't matter if new version, old version, you have an old version, your friend has a new version, we can still verse each other.
Yep, challenge.
We can play against great.
Yep.
How many challenges have we played against the pros?
Right.
You know what I mean? And the thing is, they make it so interactive for us that they got all these pros involved. They have contests where the people that they have on their staff are signing bags, giving out clubs. I mean, it's incredible. You know what I mean? So they make it really, really fun, and you want to use it. You know what I mean?
And
people
very, like, oh, very interactive. Extremely interactive.
I made so many friends on it, you know, just
because you know you could request who you want to be friends.
Right.
You don't have to take everybody. You request somebody, or you know you notice them on maybe Twitter, and you see their handle, and you go register with them, and now you got a new friend. Now you can play against somebody in Europe. They can play anywhere. It doesn't matter. That once it's logged, you can play against them. It's
by
great.
The way, you talk about social networking. I meant to mention this last week, and I want to mention it this week before I forget. The voice of Siri for iPhone has officially followed Biggs Golf Talk on Twitter. The woman that is Siri on iPhone, we are big time now. If Siri follows Biggs Golf Talk, everyone in this world should be following Biggs Golf Talk. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. I asked Siri this week, Siri, who do you love? And she told me Biggs. I was like, huh? You know what I mean? So I'm just saying.
Yep. Hey, listen, for more information about Game Golf, visit www.gamegolf.com to find out more information and get yourself one of these. And let me know. Add Billy and I to your friends list. We'll be more than happy to be a part of it. Now, Billy, what is your Biggs product of the week?
I'm going with Bushnell Golf. But they got the Tor-V4 Slope rangefinder. And, you know, I've always been a big fan of theirs. This one, the one that I have has, it's, you know, it has, it's a nice size, but it has accuracy. It has the slope if you want. It has the jolt, which I really have loved since they come out with it. I don't know what rangefinder you use, but I've used other ones. I've shot and all of a sudden I hit my ball, you know, 10, 15 yards past the flag over the green. And I'm like, what happened? And it was that I didn't catch the flag. I caught the tree limb behind it.
Yeah.
So now with this jolt, and I'm sure other people have experienced it, you know, because it's hard sometimes when you're 200, 250 out and you're trying to get distances and all that stuff to play it out. With the jolt, you know you hit the flag because it gives you a little jolt in your hand.
Really?
You know you're on the flag. Oh, yeah. It's really, really nice. When you put it on your target, you hit it, it jolts. It gives you like a little vibration, like your phone would vibrate. Instead of ringing, and now you know you hit the flag, and that's
what I
love about it.
Yeah,
yes,
I like that.
And I mean it's incredible because now you know you're not making the mistake. Now you know you got the flag. So, and another reason, of course, I they're big contributors for the Folds of Honor, which I love, and the one that I ended up getting was the Patriot Pack. So not only do they have their regular ones, but if you get the Patriot Pack from them, they donate to the Folds of Honor. So it's a win-win.
Yeah.
You get something that you love, and they don't charge you more to buy the Patriot Pack. You know, you're not paying any more money. You're going to pay whatever you pay. But with that Patriot Pack, portions of the sales goes to the Folds of Honor. And so for me, it was a win-win. I love that one. That's my product of the week.
There you go. That's Billy's product of the week and my product of the week, Game Golf. And boy, oh boy, what a great show it has been today. And once again, to donate to the 100 Golf Marathon, Scott Kennedy from Umpatire, head over to BiggsGolfTalk.com. We have a link up there for you to find out more information and donate to Scott Kennedy for that event happening in November. All right, Billy, let's head over to the 19th hole, my friend.
You got it. I'm ready. Give me my protein shake. I need it.
Or an Arnold Palmer, buddy. An Arnold Palmer, come on!
We did that last week, but I'll do it again this week. We got to honor the king, and then I'll have my shake afterwards.
All right, sounds good to me. That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. Ready putt. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Ruckett Sports. Improve your game today with Ruckett Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our guest line has been sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Loftgolf.net. Our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk.
It's Saturday morning.
In when Big John and Dennis attempt to hit them straight with golf information, guests, and valuable tips. May your drives find the fairways and your putts find the cups.
Four!